want to hear about your terrible first date. What made it so bad? Or maybe it was just in general, a terrible date that you went on with someone. Could have been somebody you met at church. Could have met them on Tinder or Bumble. This story, wow, this one's impressive. Our number again is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A guy ended up taking a girl that he met on Tinder on a date to a very sad place. They were connecting and talking. He said, hey, when I pick you up, make sure you're wearing a nice black dress. So what would you assume if a guy tells you, Alex, on Bumble or Twitter, like, hey, make sure you wear a nice black dress?
100% that we're doing a very fancy or nice dinner.
Okay, live the web girl. What would you think if a guy told you that? What would you say?
I'd figure we're going to some sort of like Broadway show or something, like something.
So both of these really nice events, like you want to look your best. Okay, I'm not saying you're wrong, but for this story here about a bad date, you're totally wrong. This guy ended up picking her up in his car and he ended up taking her to his grandma's funeral.
Oh my word.
Yeah, she's like, what the hell's going on? She realized that when they actually pulled in to the funeral home, she's like, oh, what are we doing? She actually went in with him and sat through the whole service, you know, paying respect to this guy's grandma. And then afterwards, she took an Uber back. She didn't go to the wake.
Why would he not tell her? And why would he think it was okay to bring a girl he barely knew to that?
I have no clue.
But you know what it is? Is people nowadays cannot be alone. Like, you are incapable of doing things by yourself without having a friend or somebody there. It's like something like that you should just go to with your family and people that actually knew the person if it's a funeral. You don't get a freaking stranger from Tinder to go with you.
But is that a terrible idea for a first date? Because,
yes.
First of all, let me dispute that. How about this? You're going to get all the family stuff out of the way. You're going to meet everybody. And you'll get to know about his grandma, who, he, you know, maybe he has fun memories. Like, that lady right there, that's my grandma. I remember this one time. So you get to meet usually the whole family. So that gets it out of the way. As far as the guy and the girl, you don't have to worry about who's paying for the meal, because at the wake, everybody, you know, like, doesn't have to worry about that. The family usually covers the cost of that. I know it's unconventional, but I don't know if that's necessarily the worst first date ever.
Wow. No, that is really bad. Now, I've had interesting dates. I know that one time, some people would have said this is a bad date. I thought it was hilarious. So, you know, I'm into weird.
You're the creepiest person I know.
Oh, well, if you like creepy, just wait. This guy picks me up and takes me to one of the most haunted places in the world, like where I grew up, in Kentucky. It used to be, it was on the Travel Channel for specials and things like that about how haunted it is. So he takes me to this haunted place, and on the way to this haunted, it's an old tuberculosis hospital. On the way there, he turns around and says, actually, we got to go back to my apartment and get something before we go ghost hunting together. I'm like, well, what do we have to go get? We drove back to his apartment to get a gun, because we were going to go ghost hunting. Woo!
Wait, you're gonna shoot yourself, a ghost?
Yes. We're going to go ghost hunting at the tuberculosis hospital. Get us some ghost boys.
Okay.
So we show up to the old haunted tuberculosis hospital, gun in hand, ready for some ghosts.
How many ghosts did you shoot that night?
We didn't shoot any. Luckily, we didn't see anything.
We didn't hit our limit that week. Okay. Brandon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Tell us about a terrible date. Brandon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, what's up? Tell us about that terrible date, Brandon.
Yeah, so probably about a few years ago, I met this girl online on Tinder. We were talking for a little while, and we decided to go out and, you know, get some dinner and catch up and then, you know, see where it went and how we connected. So we met up and we had some dinner. We decided to go out and, you know, maybe go see a movie together. And so we started to drive for about a total of 30 minutes. But during that drive, she started to complain a little bit on how she just needed to smoke some cigarettes. So yeah. During that drive, about every 10 minutes, she had to ask to stop and get out for a second and do something. I was like, what's going on?
Wow.
So when I noticed she getting out, she was actually walking around on the ground looking for used cigarette butts.
Oh, gross,
ew!
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think anything could be worse than someone that smokes cigarettes. Sorry, not sorry. It's absolutely disgusting. Yeah. Don't ever start. If you do it, you should quit. And that girl smoking used cigarette butts? Oh.
Maybe she was looking for a sugar daddy to buy her some cigarettes.
Yeah, she wanted to get those Marlboro menthols. Now let me ask you, how bad was the makeout session later at night?
Oh God, no. I don't think it ever got to that point.
All right, Brandon. I was hoping you'd be like, well, it wasn't too bad. She brushed her teeth.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, at least she smoked, American Spirit, so, you know, it's not that bad.
No, she was a hipster.
There you go. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Brandon, for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. We appreciate it. Liv the Web Girl, what up?
I actually had a friend who was taken on a first date to a strip club.
I bet.
Wait,
that was
hold
the
on.
Last...
Did the girl take the guy or did the guy take the girl?
The guy took the girl.
Oh, okay.
To a strip club.
What'd she think of that? Because that's interesting.
She hung out for a little bit, let him buy her drinks, but literally was like, what in the world is going on? And then she ended up taking an Uber home.
Yeah, I mean, that's unique. But the same thing, too, to be said here. A lot of people that go to strip clubs would agree with this and know this, not necessarily for the skin you see, but the meat you eat is really good. Like, strip clubs have really good food.
Like chicken wings?
I've heard they have amazing steaks. I've heard they have amazing chicken wings. I mean, anybody, you can tweet us and back us up.
Yeah,
Alex,
you've heard
of all
or
people,
you know.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You can let us know, though, if you do, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.